Chief Ix, thanks very much for spending some time with us. Let's begin by talking about the Bears being moved to Texas. The legal counsel for PETA says an anonymous donor from California made it possible to move the Bears to Texas. Is this an outcome that satisfies the interests of the tribe?
Well, I think, you know, we had a business here that, you know, had certain standards they had to meet. Unfortunately, they failed to meet those standards, both from the tribal perspective, also from USDA. And again, it's, you know, it was a viable business, but, you know, they just, they didn't run their business at the level that they should have. And so the result is that, you know, the business is shut down, you know, the animals have been transferred, and, you know, from my perspective, the issue is settled.
The legal counsel for PETA has suggested that they want to see one other facility closed. What's the tribe's position on that request?
Well, our position is we have tribal laws in place that as long as they're, you know, complying with those laws, then PETA has no business here. And so that's my stance, and you know, that's just where it's at. I mean, again, we have a lot of visitors that come see the animals, and as long as we feel that they're protected and taken good care of, then you know, that's our position.
So for the time being, the second facility that they're looking at will remain open?
As long as they comply with the standards that they're supposed to, then from my perspective, they continue business as they have, you know, historically.
Is it in the best interest of the tribe to have attention on those facilities rather than on this positive image which you have cultivated?
Sure.
Revitalizing the teaching of the language, changing the retail vision on the strip, mm-hmm. and making the experience for the tourism trade a reflection of the true values of the tribe. Does having the animals in any way reflect poorly on the tribe?
Well, I think when animals are not treated in a manner that we feel they should be, obviously it creates a PR issue. And again, I've worked very hard to make sure that, you know, we continue to post a positive image of the tribe and the work that we're doing. Again, as it relates to the animals and the businesses, as long as they are meeting the standards of the tribe, then, you know, there's no issues on this end. If and when that does become an issue, then we'll deal with it. But, you know, to have PETA come in and attempt to push their weight around and send inappropriate people like Bob Barker here to try to bully us, it's not going to happen. I mean, we're a sovereign nation, and you know, I met with some of the PETA officials here in the last year, and unfortunately, the things that they told me at this table is not what they enacted out in the community. And so, you know, it just creates an ethics issue for me. And again, you know, they're, you know, we try to work with any organization, regardless of what their stance is, so we both can have a better understanding. But, you know, don't come to my table, come to my office and tell me one thing and then go out and do something of the opposite. You know, that lacks appreciation, and then it creates a distrust for this office. And so is there a little bit of bitterness? Probably so. You know, have I created that? Absolutely not. I'll tell you what I think. We'll do, you know, what we've told you we're going to do. And, you know, I just don't like sneaky approaches to any issue. And that's just my stance. And historically, that's, as far as I understand, has been the stance of the tribal government.
So right now, the level of trust is zero.
Well, I mean, it's the trust is lacking, yeah, based on those conversations with higher officials within the PETA organization. And, you know, I welcome them into my office. But, you know, from this point, I mean, you know, if you're going to tell me something, you know, then I want to see that happen.
Tomorrow, the principal chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Nation talks about the effect of sequestration on the tribe and the future of the local economy. For WCQS, I'm David Horand.